Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Victory Over Weakness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Oh, friends, the devil has lied to people, and they are convinced they can't shake this. But you're underestimating your God. You're underestimating Him. You've done everything in your power to change yourself and have not been able to do it. That's no shock. That shouldn't surprise you. That shouldn't shock you. The spirit's willing, the flesh is weak. Amen. But you, what you couldn't do through all of your efforts, you can do through Christ. Amen. Who strengthens you. We're talking about the grace of God. The grace of God can come in you when you feel like dragging and passing out, and all at once some kind of stream of strength is coming up inside you, and all at once you know, I can do this. I can do this differently. I don't have to. Amen. Had a fella come. This has been 20 years ago or so now, in healing school. And he wanted to talk to me, and he kind of whispered over on the side. He said, "Brother Keith, I smoke." But he didn't have to tell me. You could smell it before he got there. He said, "I want to quit, but I can't. I'm bound to nicotine. I've been smoking since I was a little boy. And he told me how many packs a day he smoked. And he said, I have thrown away so many cigarettes. I've been prayed for so many times. I've had hands laid on me. I've had things cast out of me. I've had things cast in me. And I go back smoking. And I'm smoking. And I can't quit. I've tried everything. I've done everything. I can't quit." What does he believe? What's he saying? What you're saying that you believe, that is your faith speaking. What does he have faith in? He has faith in the power of nicotine. He has faith in the chemical hold that has on his body. That's what he has faith in that. He believes in the strength of that. I said, "Well, will you do what I tell you to?" He said, "Well, I've been prayed for a lot." I said, "I'm not going to pray for you." "Oh, really?" See, he's going to tell me he's already been prayed for, and then he wants prayer. I said, no, I'm not going to pray for you." He said, "Really?" I said, "No." He said, "Don't ask me to throw them away. I've thrown away I don't know how many cartons of cigarettes. And before the day's over, I usually go buy some more." I said, "No, I'm not going to ask you to throw anything away. Will you do what I ask you to do?" It just has to do with what you say. How'd they overcome the devil? Come on, help me out. Two things, not one, not one. Not just by the blood of the Lamb. Not just by grace and mercy. That's a giant part of it, but you got to add your part to it. If it was just only by the grace and the blood, everything would already be done for everybody. By the blood and by the word of their testimony, what they said. I said, "Just say this. I want you to say out loud, I am free." Well, I was telling him, excuse me. Thank you for being so ready. This won't hurt you either. But I said, "Say this out loud. I am free from nicotine. I am free from cigarettes." Now, if you like to smoke, I'm not preaching against you. This guy wanted to quit. "I'm free from cigarettes." He said, "But Brother Keith, I'm not free. I'm bound. I'm in smoke." I said, hush. Will you just say it? Come on, just humor me for a moment. Just say it out loud. I am free from cigarettes. I said, say it again. He said, but Brother Keith, I said, say it again. And he said, but Brother Keith, I said, listen, here's how you're going to do it. Every time you buy cigarettes, as you leave the store, I want you to say, as you walk out the door, I want you to say, thank you, Lord, I am free from nicotine. Thank you, Lord, I'm free from smoking. Thank you, Lord, I'm free from cigarettes. Ever how you want to say it. But you say, don't you say, I'm going to get free. Don't you say, I'm getting free. You say, I am free. The Bible said He has delivered us from all the power of darkness. Jesus does not need to do something else. He's already done everything that needs to be done. And I said, when you walk out the door, you said, thank you, Lord, I'm free from cigarettes. I said, when you open the cart and you pull a pack out and you open it up, you say, thank you, Lord, I'm free from cigarettes. When you take one out and you light it up, you say, thank you, Lord, I'm free from smoking. In between puffs, you say, thank you, Lord, I'm free. He said, but Brother Keith, I'll be smoking. I said, you're already smoking. Yeah, but I'll be smoking. I said, will you say it or not? You've tried everything else. Will you do it? Well, I said, the Bible said, let the weak say, I'm weak. Let the bound say, I'm bound. No, that's not how it works. Faith calls those things that be not as though they were. Right? Sarah was barren. Abraham was old. And they call themselves the father of many nations. Hallelujah. Amen. It didn't look like it. It didn't feel like it. I began to convince him a little bit. Well, the Lord did. And he said, when I'm smoking, I said, in between puffs. When you lay your cigarettes on your nightstand or your lighter or whatever, anything that reminds you of it, say it again. Thank you, Lord. I am free. I'm free. I'm free. How many know this would work just as good on cocaine? Alcohol, heroin, shopping addiction, pornography addiction. Come on, y'all listening. Work just as good on any of this. It's a faith principle, spiritual principle. So he left. I forget how many weeks it was. It seemed like it was about a month or so. I didn't see him. I saw him. He came where I was speaking. He came in the back door, and I didn't even have to say anything. He's beaming like a light bulb. You could just say, I know something had happened to him. What happened?
He's free.
You think so? After the service, he came up. He said, Brother Keith, I'm free. I'm free. I said, from what? What are you free? He said, I'm free from smoking. You know. I said, I wanted to hear you say it again. He said, I thought you were nuts. He said, I thought that's crazy. He said, but it kept coming back to me, so the Holy Spirit kept coming back. You've tried everything else. What's this going to cost you? He said, so? He said, it seemed strange at first. It didn't seem crazy. But I walked out of the store with the cigarettes and I was reminded. I thought, I'm free from these. Okay. And then I'm free. He said, but as the days went by, I said it more and I got used to it and I got more comfortable with it. And he said, I don't know how many times a day I wound up saying, because I'm smoking a lot. And he said, I in between puffs sometimes I just start thanking God. Lord, thank you. Thank you that I'm free. I thank you for setting me free. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for setting me free. Oh, friend, this is what faith is all about. If you looked free and felt free, you wouldn't have to believe that you're free.
Hallelujah.
Oh, are y'all with me?
Yes.
If you looked healed and felt healed and had to report saying you're healed, you wouldn't have to believe that you're healed. You could see it. If all your bills were paid and everything was paid off and you had your pockets full of cash, you wouldn't have to believe.
That's right.
And call everything paid off. Amen. and believe that you're prosperous. We walk by faith, not by sight. He said this went on for days, this went on for weeks. He said one day I was standing on the street corner and I pulled out a cigarette to light it up, and just almost out of habit, I said, "Thank you, Lord, for said it." And he said, something hit me. He said, something hit me when I started to say free. And when I said free, I knew. I just knew on the inside of me, I'm free. He said, I threw it away. I hadn't had one since. I don't want them. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Oh, hallelujah. Well, if it worked on that desire and that chemical addiction, why wouldn't it work on another desire? Or another addiction. It works. Amen. It works. But you got to make your tongue do its duty. You got to make your mouth say not what you feel, not what you see, but what you believe. And that opens the door for God to come in and begin to work and begin to move. I think it took him less than a month. Somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. There has no temptation, no trial, no test taken you, but such as is common to man. People are going through the same things all over the planet. But God is faithful. He won't allow you to be tempted above what you can resist and overcome. And every time He's right there to give you the way out, to give you the outlet, the way of escape. You're going to do it by the grace of God. You're going to do it by your faith. You're going to do it by the blood of the Lamb, what He's bought and paid for, and you're going to do it by what's coming out of your mouth. No feeling sorry for myself. No saying I can't. No saying there's no use. No saying I'll die with it, it'll never be any better. Say something completely contrary to what you've been doing, what you've been feeling, what you've been experiencing, and watch the power of God begin to come into you and do what you could not do, what you could have never done on your own, but you can do through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah. Oh, lift up your hands. Let's thank the Lord. Let's praise our good God. Let's give Him glory. Come on, lift up your hands. Oh, praise you, Lord. 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 Praise you, Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Victory Over Weakness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.